Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia, based on the famous play and novels by Rose Franken. Brought to you transcribed Monday through Friday by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
La 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 la.
Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing. Why?
You stopped singing, if you could call it singing.
I did? You mean you wouldn't?
You're not making much sense.
I'm not?
Do you know you're repeating everything I say like the parrot?
Yes. It's gone.
Stop beating those eggs. They're beaten enough. What's gone?
Oh, nothing.
Claudia, look at me. Tell me the truth. Did you have a pain?
I think so. Only I don't think it could be.
Why couldn't it? It's high time.
Oh, because it was practically nothing. Poof. It was over.
Give it a chance.
You mean if it was, that'd get worse?
Stands to reason, doesn't it?
I bet I'll be different.
All women with first babies bet they'll be different. Watch the time. It's 5 of 6. Let's see what happens at 4:15.
It's 4:15 and I'm feeling fine. Oh, dear.
Oh, it's just imagination, I guess. Run along, you can set the table. David should be home any minute now.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was anything anyway.
Oh, you've had so much experience.
No, but I intend to have the baby some morning, right after David leaves for the office. Not in the evening, just before he comes home.
I see. You've got it all planned out, 1, 2, 3, just like that.
Yep.
In fact, you intend to kiss him goodbye some morning, and as he opens his office door, the telephone rings, and lo and behold, he has a son. And he says, what a remarkable woman my wife is.
I never told you. How'd you know?
I remember.
You mean you? With me? You mean all women are the same, fundamentally?
Exactly. In your own words, all women bet they'll be different, and hardly any of them are.
Well, what do you want to bet I'll be?
Be what?
Different.
Now, what's the matter?
Nothing. Oh, Mama, I'm so excited.
Are you sure?
Mama, this is not imagination. Isn't it wonderful? What do we do about David?
What do you mean about David?
I'd love to have him eat his supper in peace and not be all upset, the way you are.
The way I am.
Yes, your face is flushed and your chin is quivering and your eyes are shining like you were ready to have tears in them. You silly woman.
You're crazy.
Oh, I'm not finding fault, mind you. You don't have a first grandchild every day in the week.
Thank heaven.
Here's David. What do we do?
Tell him, of course. He'll have to know sooner or later.
Make it later and leave it to me, Mama. Just go ahead as if nothing's happened.
Nothing has happened yet, and it mightn't for hours.
That's why I'm going to try and get him out of the house before we go to the hospital, on any pretext.
You never will, but I wish you luck. I'm going to phone Dr. Rowland now and get your suitcase packed.
It's all packed, except my brush and comb. Just phone the doctor and tell him I've had 2. Shh, here he is.
Well, what's the idea of not coming out to greet me? Where are you going, Mother?
To wash up before dinner. Any objections?
Without even so much as good evening in my own home.
This happens to be my home. You're just stopping here temporarily. Good evening.
Fresh, isn't she?
Very. Good evening, Claudia, my dear.
Good evening, David, my dear. Did you have a pleasant day at the office?
Yes, indeed. And you, my love, did you have a pleasant day?
Oh, wonderfully pleasant. Exceedingly pleasant. Getting pleasanter every minute.
Hey, come over here to the light.
What's the matter?
Something's going on here.
Why? What should be going on?
Your face is funny.
Well, it's a fine time to discover it. It's the only face I've got. What's wrong with it?
You're all flushed, and your eyes are shiny, and your voice is shaky.
You are crazy.
I'm crazy, am I? What are you trying to put over on me?
Oh, you're just too darn smart. I wanted you to be surprised.
Darling, after all these months, it could hardly be a surprise. Is it really true?
I think so. Mama's gone to phone Dr. Rowland.
Oh, so she's trying to keep it a surprise, too?
Yes. Don't let on, you know, and see how she acts.
Look here, you're taking this like a picnic.
It is. It's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me, except marrying you.
You're not a bit scared?
What's to be scared about? David, you're not scared, are you?
Me? Of course not. I'm... I'm like the Rock of Gibraltar.
Children, I think we'd better sit down and eat right away.
What's your hurry? Do you want to go to the movies tonight?
The movies is right.
That wife of yours is certainly in a good mood this evening, David.
Yes, isn't she?
But what's the matter with you?
Me?
Yes, don't you feel well? Your face is as white as a ghost.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Don't look now, Mama, but the Rock of Gibraltar is having a baby.
What a coincidence. The three of us seem to be in the same boat, so we'd better get over to the hospital as soon as we can.
Yes, I think we'd better. I think we ought to start. What time is it, David?
Dr. Chapin wanted surgery. Dr. Chapin wanted surgery.
Smells just like a hospital.
What'd you expect it to smell like?
I'll find out what room you're in, and we can go right up, I suppose.
Sit down, Claudia, until David comes back.
All right, Mom, I don't have to sit. I think we were silly to rush off without supper.
Don't tell me you're hungry.
Certainly I'm hungry.
Won't hurt you for once.
It worries me that David hasn't had anything to eat. You either.
Suppose you stop worrying about other people.
Mama, look. See that woman going out? She's crying.
There you go again. She probably has something in her eye.
Or her husband's very ill. Or her child. Hospital's a nice, happy place for having babies, but not for operations. Things.
And we'll just be happy.
I am.
So am I.
Have I any right to be, Mama, when that woman just went out crying?
You have every right. Here's David back again.
Sorry to keep you standing, darling. I had to fill out a blank. Come on, the elevator's just around the corner. We can go up to your room. It's 1109.
That's a nice number. What kind of a blank?
Oh, who you were, where you live, is it the first baby, all that sort of thing. How do you feel?
Fine. How do you?
Just like a prospective father. Do you think anybody can tell to look at me?
Yes. Sticks out all over you. You're positively strutting, isn't he, Mama?
I'm too busy strutting myself. Here's the elevator.
Look at all the boxes of flowers. Do you think anybody will send me flowers?
11th floor, please. I'll send you some.
Some what?
Flowers.
Oh, I don't mean family. Family's no fun. I mean people you least expect. Like your clients or somebody.
Shameless.
Isn't she? Now, here we are.
Oh, listen. A baby. This must be the maternity floor.
Yes, it is.
I'm so thrilled. In a little while, David, we'll be hearing our baby.
Please, God.
Mama's superstitious. If there's any wood around, she'd knock on it. Oh, here's 1109 staring straight at us.
Your nurse seems to be there already, waiting for you.
She looks awfully capable.
Well, she'd better be.
And strict. She's not going to stand for any shenanigans.
Mrs. Norton, this is your room. I've been waiting for you. I'm Miss Kay.
How do you do? This is my mother, Mrs. Brown, and my husband.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Let me help you off with your coat.
Oh, I can manage.
Where do you want the suitcase, nurse?
Just over there. I'll unpack it later.
I'll unpack it. I know just where everything is.
Shh, do what your nurse says.
Has Dr. Rowland come yet, Miss Kay?
Oh, no. There's no point in Dr. Rowland being here until I call him. Oh. I believe he's having a dinner party at his home.
A dinner party when my son is expected any minute? Well, that is a nerve.
Dr. Rowland relies upon me to keep him informed.
I have to warn you, you can't go by looks with me at all.
Or actions, either.
This is her first baby.
Yes, but I feel quite an old hand at it.
Then I suggest that you get straight into bed and save your strength.
Miss Kay is right. Into bed with you.
Here's your gown.
Oh, I have my own.
You can use your own gowns later.
She's really not such an old hand at this as she thinks, Miss Kay. You'll just have to be strict with her.
I can see that. If you and Mr. Norton will be good enough to leave us now.
Leave?
Dr. Rowland prefers his patients to be very quiet.
I suppose it's wiser, dear, for us to go.
I suppose so. You haven't had your supper yet.
Yeah, that's right. Now that you're all safely settled, like the proverbial bug in a rug, Mother and I can go home and tackle that delicious stew we left on the stove.
Eat some for me, too.
We will. It'll keep up your strength.
It's very wise of you both not to hang around. It'll probably be ours. Possibly not until morning.
Oh, that's what you think.
Now, don't argue, darling. Pop into bed and be a good girl.
David, your hands are like ice.
Hmm? Well, nonsense.
There's nothing to be nervous about, really.
Of course there isn't.
Why don't you and Mama go to the movies after supper?
Excellent idea.
Yeah, we'll do just that. So long, darling.
So long, David. So glad you're going to have dinner, really. Go out and take your mind off.
That's what I reckon. Be good.
Let her will be clever. So long, Mama. In a little while, it'll be hello, Grandma.
That it will.
Now, if you're ready, Mrs. Norton, I'll help you out of your dress.
Oh, I can manage myself. Goodbye, David. Goodbye, Mama. Don't worry about anything. I'm fine.
Sure. Sure, we know you're fine.
Well, that's that.
She breaks my heart.
Mine too, a little. I've tried to tell her that even when it's easy, it's pretty hard, but she thinks she's different.
Yeah. I thought I was different, too. I didn't think it was going to hit me this way.
I have a confession to make, David. I didn't either. I'd schooled myself to take it very matter-of-factly.
And you're not, any more than I am. I guess that's one of the comforting things about human nature, Mama.
You mean none of us is the same, but we're all alike where it counts.
That's it.
Well, what do we do now?
Do? I'll wait. You go on home and have your dinner like Claudia said, Mama.
Nothing of the kind. I'll wait and you go home.
Come on, Mother. Who are we bluffing? We'll wait together.
It's 8 o'clock. Might be a very long wait, David. I suppose you realize that.
I do, Mother. The sounds of those church bells make me feel like praying.
Going away for the 4th? Or are you planning a picnic or some other festivity nearby? In any case, bear in mind that you're likely to have a better time if Coke goes along. Better order Coca-Cola today to be sure you have enough on hand. Of course, if you're driving, you'll find Coca-Cola anywhere and everywhere along the highway so that you may drive refreshed.
Well, Mr. King, all we can do now is wait.
Well, I trust it won't be too long, Mrs. Brown.
A grandson is worth waiting for.
Yes, you're very philosophical.
There's nothing else to be.
How's David taking it?
Seems to be fine. A little quiet, maybe, but fine.
I remember when my wife had her first. I started off strong and swell and confident. Then slowly but surely, the hours took their toll of me.
You'll see how David survives.
Wish him luck for me, will you? We men have got to stick together in this woman's world.
Won't help you much, but go ahead and stick. I'll pace up and down with David.
Well, so long, Mrs. Brown. I'll be back tomorrow and join in on the pacing, if you don't mind.
On the contrary. See you tomorrow, Joe. Right here in the corridor outside Claudia's door.
Well, good luck. Goodbye. As I was about to say, every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. This broadcast of Claudia was supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. And now here's a word from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola.